Hi. This week the question is, what is providence and can we know when it's happening? The scriptures teach that God is sovereign and in full control of all things that happen on the earth. In 1 Chronicles 29, verse 11, the Bible says, "Yours, O Lord, is the greatness, the power, and the glory, the victory, and the majesty. For all that is in heaven and in earth is yours. Yours is the kingdom, O Lord, and you are exalted as head over all. Both riches and honor come from you, and you reign over all. In your hand is power and might. In your hand it is to make great and to give strength to all." According to this passage, then, God is in full control of the world. In His government of the world, God uses three methods to see that His will always is carried out. He uses natural means, second, providential means, and third, miraculous means. When God uses natural means to carry out His will, it simply means that He operates through natural laws that were set in motion from the beginning of the creation. God uses natural laws of evaporation, wind, rain, and dew to water the earth and care for both plant and animal life. Isaiah 55, verse 10. God uses natural laws of reproduction to produce new plants, animals, and people. Genesis 1, verse 22 and 28. When a man prays the Lord's Prayer and says, "Give us this day our daily bread," God answers that prayer through natural means. The man must go out, find a job, work hard, and buy his bread. Genesis 3, verse 19. When a man has done this, God has answered that man's prayer through natural means, and the man should bless and thank God for giving him bread. Matthew 15, verse 36. In contrast to natural means, God sometimes uses providential means to carry out His will. And this means that God superintends the course of events in order to assure that His will is carried out. In Genesis chapter 37, for example, when Joseph's brothers were about to kill him, God arranged things so that a caravan of Midianite traders passed by at just the right time, and the brothers ended up selling Joseph as a slave rather than killing him. In Genesis chapter 39, God arranged things so that Potiphar, the captain of the guard, took notice of Joseph and bought him from the Midianites. And later on in Genesis chapter 39, God arranged the course of events so that Joseph was falsely accused and thrown into prison. But as you will discover by reading Genesis chapter 40 through 45, this was only God's way of eventually exalting Joseph to be ruler of the land, second only to Pharaoh himself. When Joseph's brothers, who had sold him for a slave, came to Egypt to buy grain, they discovered their own brother Joseph was ruler of all Egypt. Listen to Joseph's explanation of what happened. In Genesis chapter 45, I'm reading verses 5 through 8. The Bible says, "But now, do not therefore be grieved or angry with yourselves because you sold me here. For God sent me before you to preserve life. For these 2 years, the famine has been in the land, and there are still 5 years in which there will be neither planting nor harvesting. And God sent me before you to preserve a posterity for you in the earth, and to save your lives by a great deliverance. And so now it was not you who sent me here, but God. And He has made me a father to Pharaoh, and lord of all of his house, and a ruler throughout all the land of Egypt." So, according to this, by God's providence, He arranged things, He arranged the course of events, so that His intended will was carried out. It was God's will that Joseph become ruler of Egypt, and so He used the hatred of the brothers and the Midianite traders in just the right way, so that Joseph was brought to Egypt. Later, God again used the jealousy of a husband and the dreams of a king to exalt Joseph to ruler of all Egypt. Now, question, can God work in this same way today? The answer is, of course, yes. God can work this way today. Unlike miraculous power, which would end upon the completion of the New Testament scriptures, 1 Corinthians 13, verses 8 through 12, providence is never said to have an end. However, before anyone can say for certain that providence has indeed occurred, a direct revelation from God is necessary. In other words, God must directly say, "This is providence occurring," before that we may say providence actually has occurred. Mordecai believed that perhaps Esther was exalted as the queen in order to save the Jews, but he could not say for sure that it was providence because he did not have a direct revelation from heaven saying that it was. So in Esther chapter 4, verse 14, Mordecai would say, "Yet who knows whether you have come to the kingdom for such a time as this?" Here, Mordecai admits that God's providence may be in work in the life of Esther, but he did not know for sure, and he allowed for the possibility of mere chance. It may have been just a coincidence that Esther became queen, and because Mordecai did not have direct revelation, he could not say for sure. In summary, then, these Bible passages teach us several things. First, we learn that God is so sovereign that He can superintend and direct the course of human events. God is so sovereign that He sometimes uses evil men without their knowledge to shape the course of events so that they turn out the way He desires. Isaiah 10, verses 5 through 12. Second, we learn that no one can confidently assert that providence is being exercised without a direct revelation from God. And the Scriptures clearly teach that direct revelation has ceased. 1 Corinthians 13, verses 8 through 12. Third, we learn also that we should make the most of the opportunities that lie before us. For perhaps God has indeed arranged things so that we have the opportunity to obey Him and to do His will. Esther chapter 4, verse 14. I hope that these thoughts will be of help to you in your own personal study of the Scriptures. I thank you for listening to our message this week. We invite you to visit our website at www.willofthelord.com. That's willofthelord.com, and there are no spaces between those words. And there, at our website, you may download the notes and the audio file of this message you just listened to. Invite you to call again next week when we consider a new subject on Bible Talk.